A majority of scholars and historians agree that the massacre of an estimated 1 million Armenians during World War I constitutes genocide, as defined by the 1948 United Nations Convention on Genocide. The text defines genocide as the intentional killing of all or part of a designated people defined by their faith, their race, their ethnicity, or their nationality. However, as Ronald Suni with the University of Chicago explains, the Turkish government has a diametrically opposed view.
Turkey rejects the notion of genocide, actually the word or the term genocide. They have acknowledged that there were deportations, there's no question about that, and that there were massacres and killings. What they deny is that the massacres and killings were intentionally organized and carried out by the government, and that the killings were anything more than collateral damage.
Roger Smith, the co-founder of the International Association of Genocide Scholars, says many Turks refuse to use the word genocide.
I work with some Turkish scholars, and these are people who would be considered liberals and so on, but even they really kind of shy away from using the word genocide. They will talk about massacres, you lay all these things out, and they say, yeah, this happened. Okay, so, I don't want to use that word. So there is this emotional antipathy to pronouncing what people now almost jokingly call the G word.
Smith says Turkey's position is difficult to sustain.
Turkey's persistent denial and inability to face or unwillingness to face up to its history is very disruptive in all kinds of ways, in terms of international relations, in terms of its own internal politics, and it also prevents it from really recognizing how do you deal with minorities.
Recently, the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee passed a non-binding resolution recommending that President Barack Obama recognize the 1915 killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as a genocide. The Obama administration opposed the resolution. After the measure passed, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the administration does not believe the full House of Representatives will or should vote on the resolution. Turkey immediately recalled its ambassador to Ankara for consultations, and Turkey's prime minister indicated he might not attend a mid-April nuclear energy summit in Washington hosted by President Obama. About 20 countries, including France, Canada, Russia, the Netherlands, and Sweden, have recognized the Armenian massacre as genocide. Once again, Ronald Suni.
What's startling is that two important countries have not recognized it, the United States has repeatedly, because of its alliance with Turkey, its strategic interests in the region, its need for Turkey, a NATO ally in its war against Iraq, has not recognized it. And secondly, Israel, even though it itself, its peoples, originally suffered a great Holocaust, the great genocide of World War II, has not recognized it. Again, for strategic reasons, its connections with Turkey.
Suni and others point out that President Obama has changed his position.
Every presidential candidate, including President Obama, when they were campaigning, stated declaratively, clearly, fervently that they would recognize the genocide. Once they take power, of course, then these strategic security interests come into play and historical decisions, the historical truths have to be put aside. It's sad, but that's the case.
Many experts say the resolution by the House Foreign Affairs Committee puts President Obama in an awkward position. But many analysts also say that may be a temporary situation because they don't expect the measure to be taken up by the full House of Representatives. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.